Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the American Idol Season 18. This is me, Part 2, After Show. We are back again, guys, but of course, I am not here by myself. I am joined by Lisa Macy, Day 1 American Idol fan. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited to talk about the show.
Absolutely. And we also have the king of all that is technical music, Hamza Khan is here with us.
What's up, guys? Hey, it's exciting to be here again. I just got a chance to look at myself and I look terrible. It's like 4 or 5 weeks without a haircut. So quarantine life, let's talk about American Idol.
Listen, everybody is looking quarantine chic, so there are no problems tonight. So we got some stuff to talk about tonight, guys. We're going to talk about some unseen performances. We'll talk about who we were really excited to see and the twist. We find out who made it to the top 20 out of Lauren and Grace. And then we're going to do predictions. We're going live, guys, so we have some things to say about that. We'll do some news with Lisa, and then we have a really fun game-ish, featuring our producer Ryan, who will be with us at that time too. So let's get excited. Tell me your overall thoughts. Lisa, hit me.
I liked it. I liked the show. Again, I always like to see people come back who have left the show already. There were a couple of those that we saw tonight. I'm still on the fence about the big, you know, votes to decide who was in the top 20. I don't know, a lot going on tonight. And then I love to see back-to-back performances of a lot of our favorites tonight. So I think we got a little bit of everything. As a whole, I enjoyed it. Looking forward to the lives next week, but I enjoyed tonight.
For sure. Hamza, what about you?
I kind of like the episode too. Last week wasn't so much fun watching the unseen footage and everything, kind of seemed boring. And I guess I was amped up for Idol. This time around, I kind of enjoyed it. It took my mind off of everything for a little bit. I just enjoyed the music aspect of it. I kind of forgot actually we're on the show or watching American Idol competition show until we got to the end of it. So overall, I don't know. I think it did the job for me. It took me out of my zone and it gave me a little bit of relaxation for a couple hours.
Absolutely. It definitely did that. It was fun seeing everybody again. Really solid performances that we got to rewatch tonight. They were the people that we kind of know are good and we liked along the way. So that was good to watch. I should also mention, I am in the chat, guys. So if you are also watching live and in the chat, please chat along with us. We want to hear your opinions. We know that ours are not the only opinions in the American Idol game. So please say something to us. We have a couple of people that have already said hello. So quick shout out to Tara Baltz and Lisa S. Hello. Keep talking. Tell us what's going on. And I see approximately 4 to 5 of you sitting and watching. So please speak up. Would love to hear from you. Anyway, let's get into topic number one, which is unseen performances. I liked these unseen performances better than last week. How did you guys feel, Lisa?
I agree. Yeah, I think there were some really great performances tonight that I was actually wondering why they hadn't already shown, you know, on American Idol. Yeah. Like Francisco in particular, I know he was one of the first ones. When he did that Kings of Leon Use Somebody song, I wrote down, oh my gosh, why didn't they show this? This was even better than what he auditioned with, I thought. And remember how when Francisco first auditioned, they said his nerves were so bad. Mm-hmm. When he did that song, he did not look nervous at all. So
exactly.
I thought that was a great addition to the show.
Well, let's keep talking about him because we did get to go through his journey again. And I think the first time that we watched his journey from a lot of anxiety and nerves, it was a little bit shocking. So I felt like I wasn't following it very well. And now that we got to watch all of the performances together, it kind of all makes sense to me again. And it's great. He has turned into a swan and it's amazing. Hamza, what do you think about Francisco?
I liked it. I liked the performance overall. I think when anyone covers You Somebody, they should always play it, because I don't think it's hard to mess up that song, right? Yeah. Every time I hear anyone singing their rendition of it, it's like, yeah, that's the song. We were all singing along to it. You saw Luke sing along to it. That was good. I understand why they left it out from a TV standpoint, right? If they're trying to show that he has anxiety and he doesn't really perform well, that was a really good performance. So if they were to tell us on one hand he's anxious and he can't really perform, and on the other hand they showed us the clip early on, then it would have kind of killed the narrative altogether, right? But I liked it. Francisco, man, there's a reason that he's one that has the biggest followings out there. And I think he's just a very, very likable guy. And that song was a good choice on his end.
Absolutely. Any more thoughts on that one, Lisa?
That's a good point, Hamza. You know, I didn't think about that, but that is a really good point, that it kind of plays into the narrative with them not showing that performance, because he did seem so confident. I hadn't thought about that, but that really does make sense, since they were trying to play up how nervous he was at the beginning. But yeah, that's a really good point.
Absolutely. Tara Balt in the chat agrees with us, says Francisco was solid. Mm-hmm. Moving on to Dwayne Crocker Jr., one of our favorites from the audition time, when he sang and then his great grandma came in after, and of course, slow dance with Lionel Richie. We know the whole thing, but he sang a new tune tonight. Lisa, what'd you think?
I loved it. Okay, so back when Dwayne Crocker Jr. first auditioned, you know, it was his great grandmother that stole the show. And I think we had talked about this before. We thought he was pretty good during auditions, but his great grandmother definitely stole the show. And then as he went on with different performances, he got stronger and better. And I think we all started noticing him more. I thought it was really cool that one of his unseen songs was a song that he dedicated to his grandma in Hollywood. I believe it was a Hollywood week. It was a genre performance. And I think it was an original, it sounded like, that he wrote for his great grandma. So that was really cute and a really strong song. And I don't know, it was really cool. And then of course to see him do Old Town Road again, that was such an iconic performance in this. Loved seeing that. So yeah, it was definitely great to revisit that.
Hamza, what'd you think about Old Town Road?
Oh, I loved it.
I don't remember. Yeah, you liked it.
I loved it. I loved it before too, but I so Lisa is one of those people that you know, she's a fan of everybody all the time. So as soon as she started, she went and followed everyone, right? So, for me, you have to earn my follow, okay? I don't care. You have to earn my follow. And Dwayne earned my follow today. I actually went and followed him on every social media platform he has, because it's something about today's performance, the one he dedicated to his grandma, that made me feel like he's front runner to win this thing now. And I think I may have switched from Louis Knight to him on this night tonight. I really enjoyed his performance. I did.
Wow.
I am shocked. And I don't love it. But it's okay. You're allowed to think your own thinks.
I'm allowed to flip-flop, guys.
All right. Let's move on to Dylan James. Mm. So Dylan James, I was shocked that we had unseen footage from him, because I feel like we've seen a lot of Dylan James. They show him to us pretty frequently and they use his storyline a lot. I at least feel that way. I like him. I was just shocked that there was more. Lisa, what'd you think?
So he was one of them, but his story moved me in the beginning. But his voice didn't really start to grab me until later. However, when he performed this song, Gunsmoke, it was his original song, I thought that was incredible. And I believe that was in his auditions, wasn't it? Wasn't that a second audition song that he did?
Yeah, they made him sing something else.
Oh, I mean, I thought that was incredible. And the fact that he wrote that and just that really went along with his country Post Malone, as Katie called him. I don't know, it kind of embodied that. For me, actually, he was a tearjerker. I didn't think I'd have a tearjerker tonight, but anytime they revisit his story, it just hits home. And I liked seeing more of him as a child and more of his family. So I did enjoy seeing more of Dylan James tonight.
What did you think, Hamza? Did you cry too?
I did not cry. I didn't cry at all, but I do like the guy. I like the guy. I like he's talented. He's good at creating his own songs. His original songs are great. We all sing this. Him and Louis Knight, both of them, for some reason, can create as many original songs as they want to, and they always hit, right? Their original songs tend to do better than the cover songs they're doing, which I almost will never say when I'm watching a show like this, because covers are always just better when it comes to a competition. So I liked it. I like seeing his childhood stuff. I like seeing some of the backstory, learning about him more. The reason I feel like they're showing him a lot is because he's probably one of the top five, probably if not the final two down the line, who knows. But no, I enjoyed the performance aspect of it, and his original songs, The Gunsmoke, is becoming one of my favorites.
Yeah. I like him a lot too. I think he's one of the ones that's stayed himself the whole time and hasn't really panicked about being himself, hasn't questioned anything, probably because he's been through so much and has questioned himself a lot with what he's gone through. But it is refreshing to just kind of always know what you're going to get in a very good way from him. So I really like him. All right, moving on. This was my favorite one. Louis Knight singing a Halsey song. What the heck? So good. I thought it sounded like Lego House, Ed Sheeran. Oh, wait, no. Is that what it's called? Or is it called A-Team? Don't remember. I don't remember. It sounded like when Ed Sheeran pushes hard and he's not singing his ballads and his softer songs. I thought it sounded a lot like that. What did you guys think? Lisa?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Louis Knight, does he never not sound amazing? I mean, he's so incredible. I thought it was cute. A little off topic, but that Bobby Bones called him the American Idol heartthrob this season. So he's definitely, he's definitely playing that part. Yeah, I liked also hearing more of his story. We learned more about his family also, like Dylan James this episode. And yeah, of course, every song he sang was incredible.
It's crazy to me that he's sorry, Trina, I saw you coming my way. I'm like,
I was going to come right for you and say, what did he do to you?
I don't think I've ever said anything negative about the guy. In fact, I feel like everyone I've talked about so far, I've compared him to Louis Knight, which is like bad to do in a way. That guy, I mean, he's a great singer. I didn't realize he was 19. Did you guys know he was 19?
Yeah, he's young.
Unbelievable.
Young, yeah, I mean, great song. His original was, to me, a lot better than the Halsey cover he did, but both were wonderful. I like the performance aspect of it. What's weird, though, is during his backstory and just seeing his family and them being immigrants, if you look at myself and look at him and just compare the two of us, you'd never think we'd have a similar story of coming to America.
Sure.
We stay close with our families because we don't look the same, but it was good to see that no matter where you come from being an immigrant, you still go through a bit of a struggle and it's still hard to find your place here in the U.S. So what's fun to learn a little bit more about him.
Whoa. Love the connection. Love that you didn't completely hate on him because I thought you were about to. And I was going to take you down because you said that Francisco was better and I just don't understand where you're coming from.
I said Dwayne was
You did?
Dwayne Crocker.
Speaking of Dwayne Crocker, someone in the chat said, Lisa S. said, I loved his Old Town Road.
Ooh.
Absolutely, 100%. Right. And so Tara Balt said, Dylan, he's just really good. So true. All right.
Now, real quick, is Lisa S. in their chat, is she the same thing as the Lisa M. we have here on our show? Lisa, are you live chatting right now?
It's honestly sometimes confusing. Lisa wants to share double opinions. No, it's not her. How I know that?
Not the
is
same
because
Lisa.
She's not doing this.
Oh, got it. True.
Okay. Right, she was, might be.
But shout out to Lisa on the chat. I love your name.
Absolutely. Two Lisas. What more do we ask for? Okay. Before we get into the next topic, Hamza, do you have something to say to our fans?
I mean, it's been fun keeping up with you guys. A lot of people have been commenting below, leaving us their insight of what they think of each of the talent contestants that are on the show. And I like contrasting what we're thinking about it and helps us understand where you're coming from. So like, share, and subscribe this video and just, you know, follow along with us and we'll be, you know, singing along every single week. Unlike American Idol, we do live shows. So come check us out. Let us put on a performance for you.
Ooh, teaser to the next one of the topics. All right. Second topic is who we were excited to see again tonight. So as we know, we saw mostly things that we have already seen, but for some reason, it's still refreshing to see them again. I didn't mind it. Starting, Kimmy Gabriella. I love her so much. She's so good. I love seeing her and her dad together. It's very cute. Lisa, you just grabbed your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take the reins first.
Totally agree. Love seeing them together. I love how her dad gets choked up whenever she performs.
Yeah.
Did you notice they showed that old photo of her dad and he looked like Lionel Richie in the old photo? Did you catch that? And Kimmy Gabriella's like, Dad, did you know who Lionel Richie was at the time? He's like, yes, but he totally looked like Lionel back in the day. Gosh, she's so good. I loved seeing her performance of I'm Here by The Color Purple again. So powerful. I wrote down, whenever I hear her perform that, it's like she's a 17-year-old girl, but she has a woman's voice whenever she sings that. She sounds like an older woman. Katie had said top 10 from day one. I forgot about that. And I can see why. Yeah, she's so good.
She's 17.
Mm-hmm. Yep. She's 17.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's what throws me off about her is her. She's so, so young and she has such a very mature voice, right? At least you said what older woman, very mature voice for her age. And it's, if she doesn't make it past American Idol or doesn't make it to the top of American Idol or doesn't win American Idol, whatever the case may be, she has a good future in like a little bit of Broadway singing or maybe even doing like musicals for Disney and stuff. Like very nice, powerful voice, very soft in a way, but still hits hard. And it's very like, it's a tearjerker type of voice, right? You need to make you feel something. And I think she just has it in her inflection of her voice. She makes you feel a type of way, takes you on a journey, and her songs always kind of help connect with the audience.
Good point. Agree. Yeah.
Super agree. All right. Next up is a favorite of both of you, I think. Mr. Jovan Webb. He was back to us tonight. I was upset. I kept asking these two while we were far from each other watching it. Was this an unseen performance? Because I couldn't really remember, which is just my brain. But also, I really wanted to see something else from him because I just like him. And so I want him to sing more. I want us to have more videos to be able to go back to because he's so good. Hamza, I know you have a very special opinion about Jovan, so I'm going to let you go first.
I mean, I enjoyed it. And I think that his best is yet to come, Trina. So just hang tight in there. When the performances start and the top 20 start chopping down, that's when he's going to start really shining and showing you something special. It's I know we were excited to see him. My reason for putting him on the list is because of his son. His son is so freaking adorable to me. It's just the cutest little kid, always dressed to the nines, and I just want to see more of his son on this screen because that's an adorable kid, and hopefully his son could get into some kind of Baby Gap commercial after this. Every time he comes on, like, little man's dressed to impress.
So true. Lisa, what do you think?
Yes. Oh gosh, you're right, Hamza. That little boy, so cute. And he was a nice, uplifting sight to see because Jovan was another tearjerker for me. You know, as they delve a little deeper into him losing his mother, you know, back into that story again as well. So again, that's where his pain comes from for that fantastic grit and sound that he has. But so it was nice to see his son because that was definitely another tearjerker for me revisiting the story of his mom passing. But great to see his little boy.
I think we switched bodies tonight, Lisa.
I know. Crying. I know.
I'm fine.
I can't believe it.
I love it. I think it's great. But yeah, of course, we love him every single time. And he's one of the ones that I'm afraid that we'll lose, like that he'll get kicked off because he'll get stuck in not being a powerhouse singer, not being like one of those high hidden note women that we have because they absolutely kill it. I just don't want him to get lost in the mix because he's got that incredible voice that is just perfect. And so he just rides there in Chillville. And so I don't want him to go away.
He'll prove you wrong.
I hope so. Yeah. And to your point, Trina, exactly. Because now that the public is voting, who knows? You know, everyone's opinions are so different. Exactly. Who knows who's going to vote?
This always happens because it's always like, what are you doing, America? And then, we
got to keep in mind, not everybody can win, right? So some people have to show up so they can lose so the rest of us can win.
There's Hamza with the hot takes. a couple things in the chat. Lisa S. sent us a giant smiley face. Tara said, Kimmy's an old soul type of singer. And she said, but Jovan Webb, she loves him. It's one of her faves, but he better step it up.
Ooh, you heard it.
Take it.
Everyone's coming. All
right. Our last one in this section is Courtney Timmons. She came back tonight. Go ahead, Lisa. I know you like her.
I was so happy that they brought her back because she was one of them. I just felt really bad about how everything ended with her. If you remember, she was the single mom who was the security guard who missed the audition, and Ryan brought her in off the street because she had missed it. And she was such a good singer. And then remember during the duet rounds, they paired her with Zach Dobbins, or he was the guy, you know, kind of like the rough around the edges guy who came in the boots and like the mud on him. And they did Ariana Grande's Dangerous Woman. I felt bad, you know, that day, the way it ended, because both of them were good. I wanted both of them to go further, but that whole night was just a mess. So I was glad they brought Courtney back, because I felt like she deserved more time. It was sad to see her go so soon. And she's a single mom trying to do her thing. So glad to see you again, Courtney.
I agree. Those duets are rough, man, because the other person can take you out, or lack of communication skills can take you out.
Right. It reminds me of, remember back in the day when you used to watch like your favorite boy band and girl bands, and then you split up and you'd be like, how can you guys split up? And it makes perfect sense. One person can ruin it for everybody.
You know? No, you're right. Yeah,
that's true. No shade to, what's his name?
Zach.
Zach, because he's an incredible singer too.
Yeah,
no shade. No shade to Zach.
And remember, Zach tried. I mean, he tried to do that Ariana Grande song. He's like, okay, you want to do this? I'll do it. So he had a good attitude about it, you know.
You're right. Okay. So we waited all the way to the end of this episode to figure out if Lauren or Grace was going to go on to the top 20. So the reveal is it was Grace. Sorry.
Are you happy, Trina?
I'm happy.
This is your girl, yes.
I love her. But I thought for sure they were going to keep both.
I know.
Right.
What did you guys think? Yeah. Hamza, what'd you think?
I mean, I wish they could have kept both, but obviously they can't keep both. So, I mean, because I felt like they could have kept both, whichever choice they went with, I felt like I'd have been A-okay with, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to... It's one of those things where it's like they try to give you something, and then, as always, we as consumers, we want it all. And we can't have it all. So I feel like the better contestant won.
Okay. Lisa, what'd you think?
Yeah, same thing. I really thought, because in light of everything going on, I really thought they were going to let both ladies go through. But, you know, it's interesting. Once I saw it play out tonight, I kind of, in a way, see why they did this. I feel like it was sort of a dress rehearsal for what's to come with the lives, getting both their reactions, having their family there, because that's what's going to happen. Well, maybe I shouldn't break the news yet, although I'm sure we've all heard by now. But from this point out, with the remote tapings, this is kind of showing us what it's going to be like as contestants get let go. So maybe that could be part of the reason too. Well, although because they had made this decision. They had made this decision before.
Prior to the other decision. Yes. Unless, I mean, I guess we really don't know when the decisions were made, I guess. But it was rough to watch that. Mm-hmm. It looked like a FaceTime. And we're waiting to see whose life is going to be completely changed forever months after it happens. Or I guess I don't know how long. A long time after it happened, we'll say. So that was crazy. But we're happy for Grace. And we wish Lauren the best, because she's really good. I mean,
she's amazing. Yeah.
Something will happen for her. So speaking of live shows, let's get into predictions for the rest of the season. So at the beginning, we heard this earlier, but Ryan Seacrest himself came right out of his mouth at the beginning of the episode saying we were going live from everybody's homes. And I believe he said in 27 different locations, or 21, 20 something different locations.
25
different locations. I'm having a really perfect day, everyone. So 25 different locations. I'm very excited. I think it's going to be fun to watch this, mainly because I have become so accustomed to Zoom chats, mainly because of AfterBuzz TV. And this is how we work now. And so watching it will maybe be soothing, some normalcy to the new normal, maybe. What do you guys think is gonna happen for the rest of the time? Hamza, let's go.
It's gonna be a 50-50 for me, because of course I love to come watch American Idol for the great performances they have, the live bands and the music and the show and everything that they put together. Well, that's the fun part about it. The other aspect of it is I'm excited because now I get to hear people a little bit more raw, a little bit more themselves, and just without something to, you know, pick up behind them if they drop the ball, and, you know, a little bit more raw. I'll be very, very, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people end up getting cut just because they have a bad microphone or something, you know, like we're filming these shows and there's every now and then it's like someone's volume just sounds off. So I don't know. I'm kind of, it sounds bad, but I'm kind of looking forward to the technical difficulties. I think we're going to be so excited about that sometime.
What if we did that to you, Hamza? Your microphone goes bad. We just cut you out. That's so mean.
During these times, all is welcome because we need to laugh. And I think it's A-OK. Just let it happen. That's how I feel about the world. Just let it happen.
All right.
True.
Lisa, tell me.
I think it's actually going to go pretty seamlessly. There might be some little hiccups here and there, but I'll bet you it's going to go pretty seamlessly. Like, I don't know if you guys watched ABC's Disney sing-along on Thursday night. Did either of you guys see it? Wasn't it cute? It was so cute and done so well.
I mean, there, Hamza, you got to watch it. A couple of the
performances were
incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
For kids and adults. And it was done. The production was done so well. And that's kind of what they're going to do with Idol. So, and that went pretty seamlessly. So I think it's going to go smoothly. Maybe little hiccups here and there, but pretty good.
I agree. I definitely think we're going to have the hiccups, but instead of laughing like Hamza, I'm probably going to have a panic attack. So I don't know if I'm as looking forward to the chaos, but it's definitely going to be really fun. And I think maybe it'll be more relaxed for the judges. As we know, these live shows tend to get a little uptight, a little, you know what I mean, set up, I guess is a good word for it, is a show overly produced. So maybe it won't be that way. Maybe it will just be like we're all in the same living room just watching some good stuff. So that's what I am hoping for. Before we get into our fun special segment of the night, Lisa, tell us the news. Congratulations. There's other music playing, Hamza, I think. So.
I know.
Well, to backtrack a little bit, so we know now that the show is going on. So next Sunday, April 26th, we'll continue with the top 20. And actually today, Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and Luke Bryan each went on live on Facebook 30 minutes before the East Coast airing of American Idol, confirming this and answering questions. So that was cool. Apparently this is a new thing that all three judges are doing. I think they did it last week also. So 30 minutes before American Idol airs on the East Coast, they're on live on Facebook. And tonight they answered some questions and Katy answered some questions. Some people were asking, is it going to be a cappella? Is there going to be music behind them? She said that Chris Pooley, who's their musical director for Idol, is going to do some innovative things with songs, tracks, and instrumentals and put something together so that either music can be playing behind the contestants or they can play with their own instruments. But Katy said no a cappella this season. So that's interesting. Okay. I think that was something we were wondering about before.
Yes.
So I'm going to start watching this before the episodes to see what other questions they'll answer. Idol's contestant mentor, Bobby Bones, is giving away money on Twitter, you guys.
Ooh.
2 days ago, he tweeted that if you post your Venmo and a sentence about yourself, you might be one of the people he's picking to send random money to.
Oh,
Bobby's been sending various amounts of money to multiple people on Twitter and has been encouraging others to do the same. He stated, I'm lucky. I get to keep working. And maybe someone else will see it too and do the same. So how cool is that? Bobby Bones on Twitter. And I looked and he has been giving various amounts to different people. Just say a little something about yourself. And what a good guy, you know?
Yeah, great guy, always.
His own little stimulus check.
Right. And you guys remember Justin Guarini, the runner-up to Kelly Clarkson?
Yes.
Back in the day, we're talking
Justin to Kelly.
Original, yes. He posted a photo this week of American Idol, an American Idol season one Zoom reunion. And several of the top 10 contestants from the very first season of Idol were there, including Tamira Gray, Christina Christian, Ryan Starr, AJ Gill, and Jim Barreros, amongst others. Justin posted the caption, 18 years later, and it's like we never left the tour bus. It was the flashback from 2002 to see all those faces up there. Pretty cool.
Wow.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Justin Guarini, he's doing the Dr. Pepper commercials now, isn't he?
Yes.
The Prince impersonation. Yeah. Okay. That really crack me up.
Yes.
Those crack me up. I love those commercials. Oh my God. Okay.
I know. I didn't recognize him at first, but that's him. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Is that what we got? Any more news?
That's it. That is it. That's
really
it.
Good news, as always. You even informed us, so thank you so much. One more thing before our special segment, I want to give some final shout outs to the chat. So Lisa S said that she's happy for Grace. Me too, Lisa. Thank you. And Tara Bault says, yes, we will be able to hear real talent.
Nice.
Like
exactly.
It,
yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. So we have a really fun special segment tonight. We have also a special guest, Ryan, who I believe you've heard his voice before, but maybe you've never seen his face. He's about, look at that guy. We are going to play a game, and we're going to be guessing what song each other would audition with for American Idol. So we proclaimed last week that all of us, including Lisa and including Ryan, will be auditioning for American Idol, sending in a tape. So we're just going to play a fun little guessing game here and each give a shot. If someone's right, I don't know what we give them. Clorox wipes. Saul. Something important for the times. But let's get started. I want to start with Lisa. Let's start by guessing what song Lisa would sing.
All right.
Brian, you go first. Yeah.
For Lisa, this is what I got. I'm picturing...
I'm scared.
I got some notes. I got some notes. I'm picturing... first off, this isn't a tape. This is... You waited in line. You're there all day. There's a little talking head. And you're like, I did an after show for this show for a season or two, and I'm just a massive fan. I've always wanted to win. If I win the prize money, I would put it all into the after show and make it even better. And then, like, the judges are like, who's this? Like, she's walking up, like, who's this? And then the lights go down. The music starts to play. Dun, 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 dun. And you just start belting. It's hard out here for a pimp.
Ooh.
And I think you crush it and you blow everyone away and they're like, what? Next round, that's what I think you would do for your audition.
Nice.
Trina,
I like it.
What do you think?
Just for all of our viewers, Ryan is a fan of American Idol. So this may be his dream to like really set the scene for all of these. So you're here right along with us. Congratulations. Thank you for setting it up, Ryan. But who sings that song?
I think Lisa would sing that song.
Oh, okay. Lisa would sing the song.
We're doing Lisa's song.
Okay. So, no, I meant the original.
Oh. They're Oscar winners, and I'm forgetting.
Uh-huh. So, I think, Lisa, I was trying to think country, and I was trying to think older school country, which I know nothing about. So I Googled it, and I chose Reba McEntire, Fancy.
Oh.
Is that a good guess? Reba McEntire, Fancy.
I do like that
what
song.
I have to say. Hamza, what do you got?
Whoa.
Oh. Well, I was going to say she's going to sing Rise Up because she's only mentioned that song 52 times.
Right.
Great call.
But she's going to put her own bluesy spin on it.
Oh. Ooh.
I like it, Hamza. I like it.
Lisa, reveal. Big reveal.
I love out, all these answers. Okay, if I make it on the show, I'm singing each of these songs. I love it.
Yes.
Actually, I chose Respect by Aretha Franklin.
Oh.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the one you're going to sing for your audition?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's it.
Wow. Yes. All right. Let's go to Hamza next. What do we think Hamza is going to sing? Let's go ahead and start out with Lisa. Ryan, we'll save you for last.
Okay.
Lisa, go ahead.
So I picked You Somebody by Kings of Leon. It's funny that we heard that song tonight because I know that Hamza loves rock, but also like on a lot of auditions, people are playing the guitar or the keys. Yes. And I want Hamza on the drums, rocking out, singing along. You Somebody by Kings of Leon and on the drums also.
Oh, that's a good pick.
That's a good one.
Thanks.
Okay, I chose Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day, but like a stripped down version with him on, like, I don't know if you play the acoustic guitar, but someone will be playing it for you if you don't.
My youngest sister plays it, so she'll play it for me.
You'll play it. Thanks,
wow.
Sis.
Oh my gosh. We have a similar mindset there, Tarina, because I literally wrote down Wake Me Up When September Ends, same album from Green Day. But there's a little twist here. So I'm picturing, again, like, it's Hamza. you know, I'm a comedian, I'm like a connoisseur, I also do this after show if I got, you know, if I won the prize money, put in the after show. And then dark stage, bolt of light, like a spotlight, and it's your sister just like dun 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 dun. But when you grab the mic, like one hand, you start singing the lyrics to All Star by Smash Mouth, and it fits in perfectly, and you blow everyone's minds. Like, it's a perfect substitute lyric, and it's the first time you do an American Idol, both bringing in your comedy and your performing, and I think you just annihilate the audience. Like, everyone's just freaking out, crying, incredible stuff.
Wow.
Ryan with the American Idol fan fiction, everybody.
Fantasy booking.
Perfect. Fantasy booking. What's the answer?
Well, the answer, I'm going to change it to what Ryan said. I like his answer better. I want to go with that. What I originally put, but I do want to change it to Ryan's answer, is I put Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Wow.
I almost started crying just thinking about you doing that.
Yeah, see?
Wow.
Yeah, that'll make me cry.
Exact same mindset again.
Yeah.
Ryan, you want people to guess you, or you want them to guess me? It's up to you. Special guest.
Let's guess me. We'll save Trina Dong for last.
All right, cool. Hamza, go ahead. You start.
Go ahead. Well, I put this down, and I didn't think anyone would understand it because they don't see Ryan ever, but luckily he came on the screen, so I put Baby by Justin Bieber.
Cool,
baby, 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 baby. Oh, they see, look.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can do it.
That's how it goes. That's Britney. Yeah.
So good. Lisa, what do you think? I hope yours is Justin Bieber too, just for
I know.
That would be great. Triple Just.
Well, I was kind of thinking like Hamza, I was hoping that people could see Ryan. So I put Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud. Something smooth, romantic, drive the ladies wild, like the heartthrob of the season.
Yeah, Ryan's definitely the heartthrob of this cast, for sure. Look at him.
So kind.
I didn't mean look at him. I meant look at him do this.
Of course not the other way, yeah.
Okay, I guessed. For some reason, I just really think this is right, Ryan. And I...
Okay.
I'm going to be so sad if it's not.
Okay.
I wrote Stay by Rihanna. Is it right?
What? Yo... That one's a really good pick. She knows I love Rihanna. Wow, that would be better probably than the one I wrote down.
Yes.
So I might need to change that. I had a Bruce Springsteen song, Hungry Heart, on there. Bruce Springsteen's my favorite. But I think Stay would be the showier, more... It would display more range. Mm-hmm. So that would be the logical choice there. And if I shed a few tears during the performance, it might help my chances.
Yeah, so. That's it. They'd need the drama.
You'd win over Lisa.
And I think I get like a crazy haircut. Oh, it'd be cool.
Perfect.
Trina Dong, you're next.
Do it. Who wants to guess first? Lisa.
Okay. Hamza. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go.
What I imagined, I pulled Orion and I imagined this one out. So I imagine you singing Lizzo, Truth Hurts, to the BTS guy, because you went on a date with him. But you found out he also went on a date with 16 million other women around the country. I mean, around the world.
Wow.
That's funny. Rough. That's funny. He's actually from GOT7. But not wrong.
I actually just thought he was down the street from K-Town somewhere, but it's okay.
Nope. In actual K.
In actual K.
That's really funny. And that actually might work. And I may work on that on TikTok. We don't know what'll happen. Lisa.
So I put "I Knew You Were Trouble" by Taylor Swift, and you've always got some sort of a ponytail, a low pony or a high pony. So in my mind, you've got a high pony and you're whipping it around with attitude, singing "I Knew You Were Trouble" by Taylor Swift. But you've got to whip the pony. Got to whip it.
That honestly is such a good one.
Yeah, that's probably the winner right there.
Ryan's so sad that he didn't guess that.
That's a really good one, Lisa. Oh my gosh. Mine was a little bit more, how would you put it, intimate. It would be you would walk out on stage. You know how at the auditions, the audience is like talking and they need to like quiet everyone down. And then like the judges are like, you know, they turn, and you just start hearing, like, these piano notes. bum 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 bum, and then you just say turn around, and you're singing to someone in the audience, and like someone in the audience gets up and is singing like the male duet version for Total Eclipse of the Heart, and you just are like turn around, and then every now and then, and it's just like you keep going, and as it builds, like the room is getting brighter and brighter, and like people are getting on their feet. And everyone is like turning up for turning around bright eyes for Total Eclipse of the Heart. And you just you knock the ceiling out of that theater.
Now, is she singing turn around because she thinks she's on The Voice?
No, yeah. She thought she was on The Voice. Their chairs were already turned around.
That's so funny. Ryan, that, for some reason, that all sounded like a really nice compliment. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Because earlier you called me savage, so I thought something like that was coming on. So thank you for changing your mind about... you're all wrong, but... The closest is probably Lisa, but Hamza, I'm going to figure out how to do yours. I don't know. I'm going to figure out. Ryan, we're going to make that into a short film, you and I.
Yeah.
We're going to do that ASAP.
That's what we'll do.
I picked Demi Lovato, Tell Me You Love Me.
Oh.
That song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good one.
I've been saying the whole season, guys, I would sing Demi Lovato, and it holds true, and I'll sing it for the audition, too. I'll do it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, we got our songs.
Guys, that was so fun. I'm holding everyone to singing at least one of the songs that was spoken of in their Idol audition, and I'm not kidding. So, and I'll film it myself if I have to. So we're doing it. Guys, where can they all find you on social? Ryan, stay here because the fans are going to want to see you too. Starting with Lisa, where do we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Lisa M. Macy. Lisa, 2 M's, A-S-I.
Hamza?
Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Hamza _mania. Hamza, H-U-M-Z-A _mania, M-A-N-I-A. And I hope everyone's staying safe out there.
Ryan Nilsson.
At Ryan Nilsson, R-Y-N-I-L-S-E-N on Twitter, Ryan Nilsson Instagram on Instagram, and Star Wars News every Thursday, 4 p.m. on the Popcorn Talk Network. Trina.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me at Hey Trina Don on Twitter and Instagram. And I am new to the TikTok games. You can find me there at Trina Dong. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. The next time we see you, we will be in a whole new world of American Idol live shows. We can't wait. Thank you so much for watching. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.